So I'd like to invite Ryan to come forward at this time. Ryan is 19 years old and from Seattle. And you're a long way from home, but at least we have Seattle weather for you today.
All right. Well, guys, my name's Brian, and hello. My name's Brian, you know, from Seattle, Washington, 19 years old. Let's start from the beginning. You know, I was born, you know, Bainbridge Island, Washington. It would have been, it was a while ago. When I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed as having Asperger's syndrome. It's on the autism spectrum. You know, it means I have difficulty with, you know, communicating, and there's a few sensory issues associated with it. So my mother worked very hard to, you know, get me to therapy, and she basically ran a developmental preschool out of our house is what one of the, I guess, paraeducators that she worked with ended up saying. When I was 5 years old, my father died of cancer, so that, you know, that was a pretty drastic shift. We ended up having to move. We still stayed where we were. But the community on I'm from Bainbridge Island. The community on the island really came together and supported us through this time. We had people that we had never even talked to, you know, giving us money, asking how they could help. We ended up, you know, finding a place to be, but my mother had to go back to work because, you know, my father had incurred quite a bit of, you know, medical debt over the, you know, over the 3 years that he was, you know, going to chemo and hospice later on and all that. So, my mother eventually ends up getting a job at one of the churches on the island where she worked for, I think, about 5 years. And over that, the course of that time, it became, you know, the main social group that I went to where all my friends were. And it was a great thing for me. I mean, I didn't have, I think I was young. I was a little too young to really fully understand all of what was being presented. I didn't have a relationship with God or anything like that. Eventually, about 5 years later, my mother ends up leaving the church, just leaving her job at the church, so we stopped going. This isolated me from a lot of my friends, and let me back up a bit. Around the time that we were, you know, readjusting after my father died, I met a man named Terry Olson, who was a very devout man. He's, you know, he served as a father figure to me growing up. I'm extremely grateful to have him in my life. It has to be God, that at God's will that I met him, and he has done so much for me over the years. You know, just taking me golfing, helped out with, just giving me advice whenever I was struggling with anything. I was around 12 years old. I started, you know, questioning God. I quit questioning my upbringing and, you know, just started identifying as an atheist around this time. Also around this time, I was diagnosed as having ADD, so I was given medication for that, which ended up being an issue later on. I started smoking marijuana at about 13, started drinking around the same time. Then, you know, ended up abusing the ADD meds I was prescribed, and they took me off those, but I still found a way to get some. That was really the start of my descent into, you know, drug use. Continued using throughout high school. But around, I guess in my junior year, I joined the robotics club at my high school. It was a great opportunity for me, and one good thing is, you know, it kept me from using as much as I would have liked to, which was a great thing. That's also the will of God in my life. But after robotics is over, you know, I fall back pretty hard into drug use, and within a year, I'm on a plane to Florida to Justin's place. I heard about it through Terry Olson, and it had to have been God's will that I, you know, my dad died when he did, so I met Terry when I did, and he also, you know, he worked with other addicts or people who turned out to be addicts. And one of the people he worked with ended up coming to Justin's place. And so he sent me here. And since coming into the program, I was an atheist still. I fought through the program for the first few months. And around 3 or 4 months in, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and since then things have been so much better in my life. I mean, I've gotten back in contact with my mother, who I was, you know, our relationship had been, you know, damaged by my drug use. You know, just things. I actually have hope in the future now. I didn't have that before. I was completely hopeless. But yeah, I'm grateful for Justin's Place program, and I'm grateful to give my testimony tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.